Welcome to Ask Kaleffi, the podcast that dives into real-life problems that plumbing and HVAC technicians face in the field. We're your hosts from the Kaleffi Tech Support Team. I'm Greg Tubbs.
And I'm Dan Furkus. Welcome. We look forward to sharing some stories from our tech calls and using our background and expertise to make your days a little easier.
Hey, how's it going out there? Coming at you with episode 10 today. What are we going to talk about, Dan?
Oh, we're going to talk about skull protection.
Yeah, skull protection valves. Kind of important thing in the plumbing world, isn't it?
It sure is. And I think, you know, people got to realize that we've got a lot of plumbing products out there and a lot more to come.
Yeah, so we're going to be trying to come at you with a plumbing and a heating like every other week.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but skull protection is a big topic. You know, we get a fair amount of calls about that on the tech line.
We certainly do. So what is a skull protection valve and what does it do?
Well, skull protection valve is a point of use mixing valve. It protects the end user at the fixture from getting scalded from temperatures that exceed 120 degrees.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty hot water. It's not as hot as it could be, but it still could cause a burn.
Right. Well, and I think that, you know, to remember that, you know, your skull protection valves are going to be limited at 120, and that's your point of use valve. So that's going at the fixture in the home.
Sure. So 120 degree water can be dangerous if exposure lasts more than a few minutes. 130 degree water can cause scalding after 30 seconds of exposure.
Boy, that's quick.
Yeah. And then you have 140 degree water that can cause scalding in about 5 seconds.
Right. Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, the majority of injuries and deaths involving tap water scalds are elderly and children. So a little slower reaction time. They can't as quickly get away from that water.
Right. Yeah, I think I saw an article not too long ago that said over 100,000 people per year go to the emergency room for scalding.
That's a lot.
That's too many.
That is. It sure is. We really got to do our part to protect that. You know, and that's where you'll see that, you know, a lot of water heaters are set to, you know, 120 degrees. But, you know, what are the advantages of setting your water heater higher?
Well, residential applications, that's pretty common. And it's okay to do that because water is replenished quite regularly.
Right.
You know, it's constantly being used, whether it's a house full of people and kids or just two people. I mean, everybody's showering and doing laundry and there's a fair amount of water moving through the tank.
Right. There sure is. But boy, if you can boost that tank temperature up to around 140 degrees, you get more water storage, but you need to protect that end user from being scalded. So that's where your anti-scald valves come in. You know, going in at the point of use allows you to mix it down, you know, to that 120 degree water to prevent them from being injured.
Right. So, and typically you're going to see temperatures set higher in larger plumbing systems where the water can sit in the tank for longer periods of time and it becomes stagnant.
Yeah, you'll see that a lot in commercial applications. Yeah.
Right. You know, it leads to bacteria growth like Legionella, where we can use the hotter water temperatures to kill bacteria.
Yeah, provide a safer water system in the building, but then mix it down to protect the end user. You got to think about liability side too. You know, you get a commercial application and you're storing water at 140 degrees. Boy, you got to protect that end user because that's a heck of a liability if somebody gets scalded in your building and you're responsible.
Right. So how do these valves work, Dan?
Well, they're a very quick-reacting valve that basically they'll mount at the fixture. They're going to mix hot and cold water together to deliver you that lower mixed outlet temperature, not exceeding 120. The scald protection valves fall in under the ASSE 1070 guideline.
Okay.
So what that says is that it's located at the point of use or at the fixture. It cannot exceed 120 degrees Fahrenheit. It has to be able to close off the hot side completely to prevent hot water in the event of too hot of water coming through the valve.
Yeah, so the ASSE 1070 standard addresses the response time of the valve to make sure it can close quickly. So, Dan, How do these valves work?
Well, Greg, these are really just, you know, standard mixing valves. I mean, they work by mixing hot and cold water together to deliver the desired mixed outlet temperature. You know, they are designed to have a maximum adjustable setting of 120 degrees Fahrenheit per the ASSE 1070 standard, you know, which is the American performance standard specific for scald protection valves. The standard also addresses the response time of the valve to make sure that it quickly closes off the hot water if needed. It also requires a tamper-proof feature and a tool for adjusting the set point.
Sure, that makes sense. You set it and then lock it into place.
Right, and making it tamper-proof ensures that, you know, nobody can very easily, you know, having to have a tool to adjust it and making it tamper-proof means that, you know, when you put it into, you know, especially like you think of a hotel room or commercial bathroom, you're not going to have somebody coming in there and tampering with it and then the next consumer or user getting hurt.
Exactly. So ASSE 1070 scald protection valves come in three-way and four-way body styles. The three-way outlet, only the hot tap and the fourth port of a four-way body is an outlet for the cold tap. There is a similar standard, ASSE 1016, which is specific to shower valves only, as designed to prevent scalding.
Right. Yep. They do have that two standards.
So what about sizing and selection of these valves, Dan?
Well, it's kind of like any mixing valve, Greg. You have to know your application and your flow rate requirements. You know, so when you look at our models, you know, we do have a smaller four-way under-sink mixing valve called our sink mixer. That serves great for a single fixture, up to about 2 gallons per minute. We do have an option with that allows you to plug the cold outlet so that you can use it for those sensor faucets where you're only requiring a hotline coming to it set at a specific temperature.
Gotcha.
But then we also have a larger three-way option, the 5213, which is great for multiple fixtures, you know, maybe a bathroom with multiple sinks or a Roman tub.
Sure. And I've even had guys call me that they're plumbing a beauty salon and the hair wash station. So, sure. You know, they'll put one of these to power maybe three or four of the hair wash stations.
Right. Yep. Great application.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, looking at our catalog, I mean, we got a variety of connections available depending on the valve model and to suit most common fixture piping.
Yeah, the four port is pretty simple. I mean, that's going to be 3/8 connection. That's going to be your only option. Having the four ports, it eliminates the need for a T under the fixture. It comes with a nice mounting bracket. Also comes with the adjustment tool. You know, where that 5213 is going to be the three port. So you would have to add a T in there on your cold side. But still simple to do, but that, you know, again, gives you the multiple capacity, yep. Or the larger capacity, I should say, and has multiple connection ports or connection types.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think the next topic we talk about here is servicing these. You know, depending on water quality, any plumbing valve can accumulate scale deposits over time. So regular maintenance is kind of a fact of life thing.
Anything that's coming in contact with water is going to need annual maintenance.
Right. And some valves can be repaired or cleaned, but the reality is most contractors will just replace them. Because honestly, by the time you take the valve out of service, you know, and you're going to go there on regular service hours when that business, or maybe it's a home, who knows what it is,
right.
But 9 times out of 10, these are going in businesses where they need to have that part of the system in service.
Right.
So trying to take that down and soak the body in, you know, a lime remover or something, a chemical, it takes time.
Yeah.
You don't have that kind of time. So you go there with a body and washers, you do the swap, maybe look at that body that you just replaced and, you know, maybe it's not too dirty, but it's definitely dirty enough where it would warrant a soaking.
Right.
And you could keep it there as a spare.
Right. Yeah. It becomes a service part or a part that's interchangeable on the next service appointment.
Sure. So we also have the 5212, like we were talking. That's a pretty small valve. I mean, trying to take that out and soak it would be pretty difficult, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah, it does have check valves that you can remove and clean and put back in.
And the screens, too.
And screens. So that would be the maintenance side, getting in and flushing that valve while cleaning the checks in the inlet screens.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the other question I think we get too is, well, how often should I do it? it always depends on water quality. I mean, if you got hard water, you could be there yearly for sure doing service on it. It all depends on the amount of volume of water going through right. it too.
Yeah, you really don't know. I mean, as far as, you know, it's easy to say annual maintenance, which would refer to maybe once a year, but you really don't know.
Right.
I mean, it depends on water quality in your area, water quality in the building. You could be there, you know, every 6 months doing it. You could be there every 6 years doing it. Again, you just don't know.
Right. It's just like putting miles on your car.
Right.
Well, I think we pretty well covered this topic.
Yeah. So we got a great selection options with the 5212 or the 5213, you know, 4 or 3 port valve with different connection types. So if you have questions picking a product, give us a call.
Yeah, we're happy to help you out. So tune in next week to episode 11. I believe we're going to talk about water quality in hydronic heating systems.
Absolutely. Yeah, water quality, water quality, water quality.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. If you ever need help,
please feel free to contact our tech support team anytime at techsupport.us@kaleffi.com.
Or call us during our business hours at 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time at 414-238-2360.